Welcome to Doughboys Double. I'm Nick Weiger alongside the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell. Mitch.
Wigs.
A hot day.
A hot day. There's a fire in Burbank. I hope everyone's okay.
It's crazy. I mean, we're a little ahead of the game here in terms of recording. So this one will be out about 2 or 3 weeks after the date that it is now. But
hopefully the fire isn't notorious enough to even last around that long.
Man, the fire is still burning at that point. I mean,
then we're fucked.
We're living in the road.
Yeah. That's it's too hot, Nick. We're not going to talk about climate change every episode, but it's very apparent that that's the case.
Oh boy,
it's true.
Hey, you know what? If you're a Patreon subscriber, get ready to hear about climate change.
We're going to talk about
climate change quite a bit. It's on our mind. I will say, Mitch, and I give you a lot of credit for this because you were someone who for years has been a big climate change awareness guy and has been really like talking about that as like, that's like one of the biggest political issues in the discussion. And it's something
Nick. Thank you.
It's something that gets pushed out of the spotlight a lot. I feel like with the recent tragedy in Houston, people are certainly a little bit more aware of it. And certainly there are floods, I think, in Southeast Asia that have been, that is suspected to be related to climate change. But I feel like a lot of times people think of short term, medium term issues or just controversies, and they put out of their minds this existential crisis, which is potentially going to lead to the end of humanity.
Yes, I think it's very possible. It's getting worse and worse. It'll be funny if they trace it back. And most climate change comes from my AC. I hope everyone down in Houston is safe and a lot of places. It's scary. It's a scary time.
It's a scary world.
That's why I love September, because it feels like, not September. Here in California, September is too hot.
Too hot.
It's way too hot. And then, like October, it starts to cool down, but we're over the hump. We're getting to the sweater weather, I call it, which for, a fat guy, sweater weather is always the best.
Hey, even for a slender man, sweater weather can be all right.
You're the slender man?
I'm not saying... That's right, Mitch. I'm slender man.
I knew it this whole entire time.
I ordered those girls to murder their classmate.
Oh, Jesus. I should have guessed that you're the slender man. Nick, we should talk about this because why not?
Yeah.
The red chair is gone.
You got rid of the red chair.
The red chair is gone.
Now, not only that, the ottoman you had underneath the dining room table.
You had complained about it. And
I don't think I was making that big of a fuss.
What? I agree with you. There's nothing wrong with saying we should go.
Right.
And you said the ottoman is out of here.
Yeah,
it is. It's gone. I threw it out. I threw it out on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
We were recording an episode just previously. We get a knock at a door. It was my landlord being like, "Why is this chair out here?" Yusong had to deal with him, which was great for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted.
He really laid into Yusong.
He really screaming at him. And I texted him and I said, "John, I told someone to pick it up and they didn't. Lied.
Right.
I just lied to him straight up because I don't want to be in trouble. So now I got to find someone to pick this damn thing up
put
tomorrow.
Put a Craigslist, a free post up.
Yeah.
Just put the block that it's going to be out there. Say it's on the curb. If you want it, first come, first serve. And you can just take it for free. I mean, I think someone will come by and just grab it.
All right. Maybe I'll do that tonight.
Yeah. Take a picture of it with your phone. Put it on the Craigslist post and someone will just come by.
All right. You think it will work?
I think there's a good chance it'll work. I've had Craigslist free people take a lot of my stuff.
All right.
Hey, you know what? I wanted to talk about one more thing, Mitch, before we get to our guest.
By the way, I put an exercise bike in its place.
Yeah, I know. It's a good use of space. You can do that while you're watching the TV, while you're playing some video games.
100%.
And speaking of video games, this is what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
You know, the most recent Zelda, I skipped a couple of Zeldas. I didn't play Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
Twilight Princess, I only played a little of.
Yeah.
I'm playing the hell out of Breath of the Wild. It's fantastic.
I love it. You should play the hell out of it.
It's an incredible game. But this is the thing. I think this is maybe the Zelda I've... Maybe they touched on this in the GameCube Zelda. But I don't think that one had full voice acting. I didn't realize Gerudo was said with a hard G. I've been saying it Gerudo all these years.
And guess what? I've been saying it the right way.
Wow. You just assumed from reading it that it's Gerudo?
Yes, Gerudo.
It's Goron and Gerudo. I assumed it was Goron and Gerudo.
Gerudo. No, Gerudo.
man, I heard that. I heard that in a cutscene they just say Gerudo, and I was like, whoa. It was like, I was shocked.
I
heard that and
I said,
let's introduce our guest.
Oh, by the way.
Go for it.
You spent 80 hours on that game.
Right.
And you said you looked at mine and my total, and it was...
It was close to 200 hours, 195 hours.
200 hours, and I haven't beaten it. I intentionally haven't beaten it.
Yeah, but you just been...
I probably could have beaten it about 100 hours ago. You're close to finishing it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, at some point, I got to give up on shrines. I'm not going to find every shrine. That's just impossible.
I wonder even how many shrines I have, because I would just, like, will waste a lot of time walking around. I like just walking around
in the game. It's fun to forage. It's fun to cook. It's fun to go on side quests. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff that you can do. But let's introduce our guest, our former intern, the current production coordinator for Feral Audio, Yusong Lu is back. Hi, Yusong.
Hi, guys.
Welcome Hello, back Yusong. To the double.
Good Sorry, to my be landlord back. Yelled at you. No,
it's okay.
He's a nice man. He'll be fine.
You're taking an increasing number of bullets as you've been working with us. I feel like every week something bad happens to you, and it will probably just keep getting worse.
The podcast will kill you.
Yeah.
We mocked you for not knowing Rod Serling in the last That's episode. True. Have you caught up on Rod Serling?
Rod Serling is an American playwright, screenwriter. I looked up his Wikipedia.
Yusong, are you you love comedy? You're a comedy fan.
Yes,
you were telling
that's
me about you were telling me about some of the videos that you liked and stuff when mm-hmm. you were in school. Famously, the some of the birthday boys, myself included, came and we talked to Yusong at a lecture at Cornell. Mm-hmm. We talked about this before. But Yusong said it was a quote life changing experience,
right?
Unquote. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That could be good or bad. Are you not? Is there any outside of comedy? Are you not a horror guy? What type of movies do you like? What type of
Ooh, good question?
Like what type of entertainment do you like to? Are you like video games? Tell us. We need to know more about you, Yusong.
I really like listening to music. I don't know if that's.
That's a great answer. Nick hates it.
I don't hate music. I like music.
Okay.
I'm not like all people, I like some music.
What?
I like some music.
That seems like a weird, like something that like a warlock would say to like trick you. Unlike all people, I like some music. Okay.
It's like a riddle?
Yeah, it sounded like a riddle.
No, I don't like everything, but no one likes everything. I have some things that I like, but I like music quite a bit. I just don't listen to music while I'm driving, and you make that, I don't often listen to music while I'm driving. You make, that leads you to think that I don't like music.
Are you like stuck in like Seuss mode on the back of your body? Cause you just were like, I don't like listening it to all the places. I like listening it not in the car. You were speaking like a Seuss character.
Well, do you think like I'm speaking in Bumbles? I'm speaking in Trumbles? I'm speaking in Hop Dobblers, Wob Wobs, and Chumbles?
That's what I'm implying.
Wow. That's quite an accusation. But yeah,
also, you like music.
Yeah, I like listening to music. I like
Hey, music makes the people come together.
That's true.
Who said it? Who said that? Is that Madonna or Cher?
Oh, I yeah. Madonna. I think that is a Madonna song. Mm-hmm. I was thinking the Beatles because they have a song called Come Together, but that's not how it goes.
No.
You come together right now, but that music doesn't make the people come together.
Better, Madonna or the Beatles?
Mm. I would say...
I think there would be a lot of listeners...
Beatles, but there are a lot of people who would say Madonna.
I think a lot of people would say Madonna.
Yeah. What do you think, Yusong?
The Beatles.
All right.
Me too. I say the Beatles. I think the Beatles win.
Hey, we're dudes. We're gonna like the Beatles.
First of all, they're named after bugs.
Thanks for bro-ing out with me, guys.
What's some of your favorite music, Yusong?
I really like the band Phoenix. Engineer Dustin and I were talking about this genre called Simpsons Wave.
I'm into Simpsons Wave.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. Because this is, for anyone who doesn't know, it's like this really like lo-fi, like kind of jazzy, kind of like, it's really nice if you just look it up. But like accompanied with Simpsons clips or like repeating GIFs.
It's kind of a crazy, weird micro genre, but it's weirdly like it's very hypnotic. Mm-hmm. I might actually have like, wait, let's see if I can find something real quick to play.
I've been trying to listen to new music. I just bought Chance the Rapper's album, which I'm very, very late on, obviously.
But yeah, I like Chance the Rapper. I've heard some, what's the, is it, wait, hold on. I don't remember what the album is called, but I've heard it. Oh, I liked it. It's not called Coloring Book, is it?
I think that's a song.
That's a song. Okay. Yes. I like that. I like that? Whatever Coloring Book is.
I just admitted that I just downloaded it. I still don't even know if I like it. I'm giving it the listen.
It's the album with Sunday Candy and I Want to Be Cool. I'm just saying this to prove that I've listened to the album, but I don't know what it's called either.
It is Coloring Book. Nick was right.
Okay. I like that.
I was wrong. Hey, look at that.
That's the one I like. All right. Wait, I found a little Simpsons wave. Let me see if I can get this to play. Hopefully there won't be an ad. There is an ad. Hold on.
Uh-oh. We won't play the ad. We can talk over it.
That's okay.
You know,
All right, here we go.
You got it. All right, he's got it.
Come on, everybody. We're late. Bart, I want you to promise me you'll pay attention in Sunday school. Bart? Bart?
Are you talking to me?
What's this? A personal stereo. Were you going to listen to
Vaporwave
in Sunday school?
Maybe.
Can you believe this, Homer?
Let me skip ahead a little bit. A little vignette.
You sound, what the fuck?
Wait, what? Don't you like this?
I mean, I love The Simpsons, so. Dope! Is that kind of what they'll do?
No, they like it's kind of like they have some Simpsons clips and then they're playing. I'll show you this video you can look at, and it just sort of is like a montage of Simpsons clips that they'll kind of be playing as it goes. And then, yeah, there will be occasionally some samples, but a lot of it is just like this sort of like trippy sort of, I don't know what you'd call this genre, whatever it is. I guess vaporwave, right? That's like a type of music.
Yeah.
It's that with the, it's kind of mashed up with the Simpsons. It's
move over, like Rod Sterling. Kids are into Simpsons wave these days.
You crazy kids. Weiger, I'll include you in on that. You're a crazy kid to me now too. I'm a big, I feel like the last album that I got into that was someone was new was Andrew Bird when my buddy showed me Andrew. This is like 6 years ago now or something, when Break It Yourself or whatever that album came out.
Okay.
And that was like a very tough time in my life, and I listened to it and I really enjoyed it.
Right.
But besides that, I feel like I listened to like the old, like I have like a bunch of like, I have like Gordon Lightfoot on my phone and like America. You ever listen to America, Nick?
Wait, that's a desert with a horse.
Yeah, they sound like nervous or like they're lying a lot of
I only know that one single. I don't know the rest of the music.
The Horse with No Name as well. Yeah, that's that. I like them too.
So you listen to music.
I like classic. I listen to classic music.
So you listen to music. Mm-hmm. That's how you pass the time. Anything else you've been up to here in LA?
Oh man,
since you got more settled.
I think it's been like kind of a maybe an appropriately difficult transition into adulthood.
Sure.
Like I just bought a rice cooker, so I'm trying to cook a little more.
Essential purchase.
That could have been a college purchase. My buddy in college, he had one in the basement. We lived in a place called the basement of a house, mm-hmm. which we called the dungeon because it was gross. But he had a rice cooker,
mm-hmm.
and he would make rice every night. Joe Aranda.
It's so good. It's so easy.
But that's also not like specifically adult. That's okay. That's not like
yeah. That's fine.
I think other than that, it's just been. I'm still trying to figure out like how to budget my time and to do stuff.
Right.
Much time, too little time. What's going on? It's okay if it's Ferrell's fault.
You know what? Everything's perfect. No, I think it's like sometimes it's like I have a lot of time and I don't know what to do it, and that like paralyzes me with
right.
The anxiety of choice, but like other times I don't have that much time and then I just spend it cooking or something. So
yeah, mm. yeah. An abundance of time can sometimes be like lead to extreme unproductivity because you're just like like you were saying the paralysis of just having all these options and you don't know what to do. You don't settle on anything. But let's get into what we're going to do this week. So
you're going to do great, Yusong.
Yusong, you're going to do fantastic out here. So we've done this a couple of times in the past. This is the Biggie Feedbag. We're going to open it up, and you're going to feed us some questions we haven't seen from our Patreon and mm-hmm. from our email, and we're just going to field them. So let's just get into it.
All right, cool. The first question is from the Patreon, from Brian Wolf, And I guess this will be appropriate when the season comes out. But Brian writes, "Hey, Doughboys, autumn is upon us, and that means it's time for the state fair season. What do you guys like to get when you go to the fair? What are some foods that you've seen and want to try?"
You know what? I'm a big churro advocate.
Wow, you took it right out from under me.
There's nothing quite as satisfying as a big old churro, because it's like so long, so it feels like you have so much food, and then it's just like such a crisp, specific fair or amusement park treat.
You know what though?
Mm-hmm.
I disagree in that I won't get a churro at a fair.
Okay,
to me, churro is like a good like amusement park thing,
right?
At a fair.
Mm-hmm.
A county fair. Fair is a weird word.
It is a weird word.
It's like one of those things that's hitting me as a weird word. I will do, instead I'll do like, sometimes they call them elephant ears or like fried dough.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's like I would rather do that with like, you got the powdered sugar on it.
Right.
Oh, yes. God.
An elephant ear, is that a... Because I always think of the funnel cake. Is that a funnel cake by another name? That's a little different, right?
Oh, no, it is different. Maybe they're not called elephant. Maybe that's more specific. I'm just thinking like fried dough. Like
yeah.
A big chunk of fried dough.
I do love the fun... I love the funnel cake at a fair, and I think a lot of, you know, maybe a little jam, definitely some powdered sugar on there. That's a lot of fun.
Jam. All right. I don't usually do jam, but you know what? I don't like is cotton candy.
It's for kids.
I guess maybe if it's like I haven't had like a fresh whipped cotton candy in like forever. You know, like when they make it right in front of you or whatever. So like maybe like I need to, maybe that is like a better and like kind of warm or whatever, but it never really like gets me excited.
It's never gonna be that good, and you're so sticky. It's just like that. You're just that jack-off sticky, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
No one wants to deal with that.
Guys, I want to say this.
Yeah.
I snuck off for a second to open up my bedroom door. Mm-hmm. This is a very big moment. Wally has come out and joined us.
Oh, yeah. Does Wally have anything that Wally wants to say on the podcast?
I think Wally was like, your bedroom was like 105 degrees, and now I'm here in like the air-conditioned room.
Man,
look at that cute calf for crying out loud.
He is a very handsome feline.
He's going to scare Dustin in a second.
Dustin loves cats. This is going to work out well. They're going to be best friends.
I'm going to say this. Another thing I like is... And it just specifically because of the autumn, though, Nick, this might be another jack off sticky level thing. Jesus. It like implies that like, you got it all over your hands. I'll like a candy apple.
Yeah, that can be fun.
It's like not my go-to, but like I'm thinking of like a fair specific. I'm thinking of like autumn and like those crisp, cold. You know what I'm talking about. You saw the Northeast, New England / New York.
Right.
These crisp, cold, what is it in Ithaca? Apple fair? What is it? The apple
fest, and yeah, it's really nice.
It's nice, and these are the sort of things you get there, like a candied apple, a fresh candied apple, which can be really, especially if it's fresh, if it's just dipped.
I'm good with a candied apple. The only thing I have against it is that I feel like it's like the best bites are the initial ones, and then that it gets increasingly less satisfying as you get away from that topping.
And once you're just eating apple.
Once you're just eating straight apple, it's just like, what am I?
But apple's good. I think
is good, but I don't know.
If you eat it the right way, it can be okay.
Yeah. All right, Yusong, what's the next question in the feedback?
Next question comes from...
Wait, one last thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
What I don't like about a fair is getting lost in one of those fun houses.
Oh, boy.
Has that ever happened to you, Nick?
Then you just live there.
God forbid there's ghoulies in there.
Oh, boy. If there's ghoulies in a fun house, forget about it.
You're already jack off sticky, and then
you're stuck with some ghoulies.
You finally make it out. There's ghoulies stuck to you.
Boy.
They're all over you. All right, go ahead, Yusong. That was worth saying.
The next question comes from Neil Rhodes. And Stephen Cunningham Bryant also asked a similar question. If Mitch's and Weiger's was a chain, what would be the concept, and what would you guys serve?
Boy.
Steven's variant was like, what is the Mitch and what is the Weiger? Oh,
okay. So, but he's saying specifically if we collabed on a chain. So here's what I'll say, Mitch. I know we feud. Mm-hmm. I know we've had some personal issues with each other, and certainly we vocalize them on this podcast.
I think you've been too mad at me lately. I think you got to take it back a notch.
Okay, I'll try. I will take the note.
Are you mad at me lately?
I'm not mad at you.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not mad at you lately. I think I've honestly, I enjoy working with you. Mm-hmm. I think you're, I've said before, I think you're a very talented man, and I think that you have... I've not had a bad time in doing the podcast recently.
What the fuck sort of answer is that?
I think it's been fun. I've been having fun the podcast. Yes, I have been.
You seem, I feel like I've been doing stuff. Whatever.
You've been doing great.
I think
you've been booking guests. You've been getting your apartment where we record in order.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there goes Wally. Yeah. I feel like I'm never going to do the, I told you when this podcast started, I wasn't going to do some of this stuff that you might get mad at me for not doing.
Yeah, it's fine. There's no particular problem right now. Things are going fine.
Hmm.
Here's what I was going to say. Here's where I was driving.
You're mad.
I'm not mad. Okay. You're inferring that I'm mad. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for making you self-conscious about that
Loosen
or skittish.
Up, for Christ's sake, then.
Having fun. Things are fun.
You know what
fun.
I get in here?
What?
I get a fun little, like, prod. Like a little thing that I can shock you with.
You think that's going to make me loosen up? That's going to make me more tense. I'm getting shocked regularly. I'm going to be livid.
I think I can loosen you. I'm fine. You know what? I'm allergic to feathers, but maybe I'll get like a long stick with a feather at the end
of it. Like you'll tickle me and I'll just go like, tee hee hee hee, and then I'll be in a better mood.
Well, that's your fault for saying tee hee 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 as I tickle you.
Do you remember an episode of, I think it was, I don't remember if it was a Super Mario Brothers cartoon or if it was the Captain N, mm-hmm. but I remember one where Luigi was getting his feet tickled with a giant feather. And I just remember feeling so bad for Luigi.
Yeah, poor Luigi.
Like he was in shackles and were torturing him by like tickling it. Bowser was like tickling his brain. That was fucked up.
That is like a legit form of torture.
Yeah. And it's like it was supposed to be cute because it's like Luigi is like, oh, ho, mamma mia, you know, but it's just like, that's horrible.
Why is he always like the silly laughing one? Like, you know what I mean? Why is that always going to be Luigi?
I don't know.
By the way, speaking of Luigi, he dabs in the new Mario Plus Rabbids.
I like it. I think it's fun.
I know. Wow. Of course you like it.
I think it's great.
And by the way, I was playing Mario Plus Rabbids. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
The Rabbids are... The Minions stole the Rabbids thing. I gotta tell you, Minions...
Wow.
The Minions fucking took the Rabbids... Like they took their act.
No, the Rabbids,
they stole it.
Right, the Rabbids come from the justification for this. The Rabbids come from the Rayman franchise, which was developed by a French developer.
Yeah,
and the Minions are animated by a French animation company. So they perhaps drew some inspiration from the Rabbids, which predate the Minions. I think it's entirely possible.
The Rabbids are better than the Minions.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay,
the Rabbids are better than the Minions, but they also. They stole. Look, do you like the poor? Hold on.
Yes.
This is what we can say. We should have brought this up in the last episode.
Oh, my God.
BB9E? BB9E?
Look, I can't defend Dark BB8.
BB9E?
Yeah, I don't get.
First of all, BB9.
Right.
Okay, sure. One after eight is nine. E.
For evil.
For evil?
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Look, I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt. I think that the film, I'm going to watch the film with an open mind.
All I know about The Last Jedi is, one, the Porgs.
Yes.
Which are like Minions.
I'm not on board with the Porgs.
But they're like Minions in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they're not as good.
I'm not on board with the Porgs.
Okay.
BB-9E.
BB-9E is kind of wild.
Which is the evil BB-8.
Yes.
And then, like, the lizard nurses are the only other things I know.
I also the other detail I think we can throw out is that Snoke is just a normal-sized man.
Yes. No, Snoke is a man now.
Which is not fair, which is the least exciting. Like, it was just like, oh, maybe he'll be little, or maybe he'll be actually giant, but it's just like, oh, no, he's just normal-sized. That's not...
Your famous tweet of, is Snoke big?
My famous tweet.
You know that this is true.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I was mad when you tweeted that because... You're Weiger, you're good because I was questioning for a long I was like, what's Snoke's size? What's the deal with it?
Right.
And then you put it into this perfect little Twitter phrase, and you got yourself all those hits, all those retweets.
That's what I do, baby. I take something on the zeitgeist and I make it concise. Is Snoke big?
What was it, a million retweets?
Yeah, I think it was a million retweets. I think it's this generation's for sale baby shoes never used.
I think, do you think that they saw your tweet?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's a possibility someone in the Star Wars world saw your tweet and was like, good question.
Yeah, right.
Like, is he big? Is he,
we didn't really decide before filming this. We had this big hologram, and I guess we didn't decide if it was actually big or not. Huh, we should think about that. I'll figure it out, Rian Johnson.
Rian Johnson has a lot to figure out. I wonder a lot of things, but
yeah.
I wonder how it's going to be.
Mitch, we have done a terrible job of answering this man's question.
Oh, what was the question?
If Mitch's and Weiger's was a chain...
Oh.
What would be the concept?
Here's where I began at this run when I was talking about our working relationship. I think we would want to have the best chain we could have.
Yes.
And so I would say...
I don't want a bad chain.
No, we don't want a bad chain. So I would say this is something we've touched on when we've... a few times when we've talked about pizza.
Uh-huh.
And I think we both like... We're both pizza fans. You're a bigger pizza fan than me, but I really like pizza. And I think with a pizzeria, there's a lot of like fun types of food you can have there.
100%.
I would say perhaps we could do like an old school pizza parlor that you could bring your family to, and you could have some drinks, and you could have some beer, and you could just have a great time, and you could have some za brought to your table, and you could hang out.
But... with some brick oven options.
Oh, hell yeah. You get some brick ovens.
You got a brick oven in there. But so it's like, people know Bertucci's on the East Coast, but I'm trying to think of like, oh, Nick, you've been to DeSano's.
Yes. I love DeSano's.
DeSano's is fun, but it's not the type of place we're going for. But.
Right. It's a little bit more casual.
But what if it was like a little hybrid of the, like you get like, cause they have like these specialty ovens, but think of a brick oven in place of the specialty ovens, and you get like, so you could get a brick oven pizza, but then you could also get kind of like a deep, like a pan pie, and you could get like, what do you think? We need to have like good appetizers, like wings and so on.
Yeah, I think I think we would absolutely have just like, because we both really like wings. We should just have dynamite wings, and it should be a place you can get wings and pizza brought to your table, and then big pitchers of beer. Or if you want to order some specialty, you want to have some specialty cocktails, we'll get you some specialty cocktails. If you just want some nice sodas, we'll have some nice non-alcoholic options.
We'll have, you know what? We're gonna have Coke and Pepsi products.
Wow!
So if you want Dew, you get your Dew.
You want Dr. Pepper and Mr. Pibb, both available.
You can mix them up. We'll look the other way.
You want Sprite and Slice in a half and a half? We'll set that up for you.
You can mix Pibb and Dr. Pepper, but let us step outside of the room because we're not sure what's going to happen. I think that it would be a place where. Hey, there would be a jukebox, and then you know what? For Weiger's sake, there'd be a little area you could sit where you don't have to listen to any music,
and just a quiet section,
a quiet zone,
like a non-smoking section back when you could smoke cigarettes in restaurants.
Exactly.
There you go.
And I think that the thing about this place is it would be, here's what I would pitch for a look, kind of like a log, like a. You know the Great Outdoors?
Yeah.
At the end when they're all partying at the end of the movie. Like, and they're like a little, like, log. It should be like kind of like a fun log cabin-y feel. What do you think of that?
Sort of ski chalet interior.
Yeah.
That's fun.
But
homey and inviting.
Yeah. But I feel like more than anything, it should be like a fun place.
Well, you know, you could do that. And the other way I would say, Mitch, is that I like your log cabin idea. But the other direction you could go is you could go in more of a, still lots of wood. But going more of a tiki direction. And you've got sort of like this sort of like beachy sort of atmosphere. It's still inviting. It's still fun.
And you know what? You don't see that much in the, pizza world.
No.
You don't see a tiki pizza crossover that much.
Oh man, you could have some tiki drinks there.
So what do you think it would be? Nick and Mitch, Nick? All right. Weiger and Mitch's.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You gave me top billing. I'm into it.
Mitch and Weiger's. Mitch and Weiger's Tiki Pizzy.
Oh, wow.
Tiki Pizzy.
Swish.
Come on.
That's great. I think that's dynamite. I love it.
I wasn't done yet.
Yeah, okay.
Tiki Pizzy. Tiki Pizzy. Funatorium.
Oh, God. Mitch and Weiger's Tiki Pizzy Funatorium. Book it.
That you weren't going to add anything to
no,
it?
No, I think that's great.
How about this?
Yeah.
Mitch and Weiger's Tiki Pizzy Jukeboxatorium.
Wow. I still want fun in there. Jukebox and Funatorium?
Jukebox and Funatorium.
Okay, great.
All right, great.
Sounds like a scary wood cabin. Okay, the next question comes...
You song.
Oh, sorry, no, Five Forks. the next question comes from Chris Bissett in email. Chris Bissett from Woolwich, Maine, a Doughboy superfan. Before starting the podcast, did Nick and Mitch have any good or bad but memorable meals together?
Huh. Ooh, good question. Nick, I feel like they're... this is tough. Because we definitely knew each other.
Right.
Well...
Yeah.
I mean, as well as, like, you, like, it's funny because, like, being in the UCB community, like, you know a ton of people.
Right.
And then you don't really know a lot of them
because
it's just this huge community or whatever. But, Nick, we were on two, this is information known by everyone on Earth that listens to the podcast, not everyone on Earth, just in general. But, like, I was on the Birthday Boys, you were on A Kiss from Daddy.
Sketch groups that shared an hour.
So I'd say that some of like the fun meals that we probably had together were probably right next door at Bird's.
That's what I honestly was thinking of. Uh-huh. I was thinking of like a post sketch show meal
of Victoria's
slash beer slash beverages.
Yeah. Which you, a lot of times you didn't stick around for.
No, I was in and out pretty fast. I had a long drive.
You had a long drive, but sometimes there were nights you would stay for dinner.
You'd hang out sometimes,
yeah. But I feel like maybe something like that after a fun show.
Right.
We'd have a nice little meal or something together and some drinks.
But no, like if they're asking for a specific memory, I'm having a hard time finding something.
I mean, I could tell you that where the podcast started... When we went and had our little meal at Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah, you're right. At the Grove.
And at the Grove before we decided on what this was.
That was great.
We knew we were going to do fast food and chain restaurants. Mm. And so it was like a thing where we went there because we were thinking of doing fast food and chain restaurants. But that was a nice little meal too. Anything else? Do we have Thanksgivings or something together? I don't know if you ever.
No, I never went to any of those Friendsgivings.
Jesus. So coldly saying you never went to any of the Friendsgivings.
No, we had, I mean, our both me and Natalie's family is local, so we'd always go to a family Thanksgiving.
Yes, I get it.
But yeah, no, I would say that's probably the defining meal of this before the podcast was when we figured out what the podcast was at a chain restaurant. So yeah, maybe that's it. Cheesecake Factory at the Grove.
Okay. Next question is from Travis Bursick on Patreon, who writes, who are your first celebrity crushes?
First celebrity crushes. Boy. I'm trying to think of how old would I have been when I had a crush? What would you like? Did I have any crushes when I was like a kid? I don't think so.
I mean, there was definitely like moments. I'm trying to like call back moments that I like thought.
Here's.
I remember when I thought Meryl Streep was a pretty lady.
Oh, that's a good classic pick.
But I'm also trying to think of like, God, I got to go way back.
I think for me, I think I do have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Annie Potts on Designing Women.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's what I think of as like a first sort of like, oh, and but that was like a child's understanding of like, oh, I like her. Like, oh, Annie, I like Annie Potts.
I thought you were going to say Macaulay Culkin and the Good Son. And that crush formed in 2002.
Jesus Christ.
I
would also say, but definitely it was like there's a Cindy Crawford phase. Fair game.
You know what? I just like thought of one that I think is real, but I don't even want to say it because I actually know her kind of in real life now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Tia Carrera?
No, but that's.
I did have a crush on Tia Carrera in Wayne's World,
and she did the Birthday Boys.
Yeah, she was on the Birthday Boys show.
But and we don't know each other. She was just on the show. But you know what it was is Alex Mack, the girl who played Mack. When I was younger, I thought she was cute, and then I kind of she runs in a similar circle of friends,
right?
So
hey, speaking of friends,
hey.
Those ladies of Friends.
How you doing? Of course, but I think that is like
I was a little too. That wasn't really a childhood crush. That was,
yeah,
was
trying, like, yeah.
This more is a teenager at
like
that point.
Pimply Weiger, right. Like thinking about them as he went to bed. And Pimply Mitch. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's like a younger boy. Oh, you know what? But that's not a celebrity crush. I'm just thinking of like the student teacher when I was younger.
Right.
I can't think of a celebrity crush. I can't think of especially when you're younger.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I was watching like Green Acres or something.
Right.
You know, this is a funny thing. It's a thing that I feel like is specific to people born in like the early 80s and Weiger. I think you can say the same thing, but like
probably the 70s, Susie. I think I know where you're going with this.
When I was younger and growing up, and like when my mom would put me in front of the TV or something when I was like in nursery school or whatever, when I was watching TV and I was like a little kid, so much of the TV during the day was like repeats of like old show,
right?
Like Bewitched would be replayed,
old syndicated like black and white or early color shows,
yeah, from like the 50s and 60s. It was strange, which I guess now like it is kind of weird because it would be like during the
Andy Griffith show used to watch a lot,
yeah, like Gilligan's Island, like all right. these shows would just be like, it's like now if like during the day they would like put on like mid to late 90s like TV shows,
yeah, right?
Like there was only like six channels or whatever,
yeah, but it's like nowadays like a kid is watching, they're watching, you know, they're watching streamers on YouTube or Twitch, or they're watching, you know, they're watching original animation on Netflix or something. They're not watching like, it's not like a kid's watching Caroline in the City right now or Night Court. Exactly. You know what I mean? It's like, and it was a very different way of growing up, of like you were like in your, you were like a preteen and you're watching TV from like 20 or 30 years.
It's strange, right?
Yeah.
You agree with that, right?
Yeah, I agree. It's like a strange thing that isn't really common anymore.
So I feel like a lot of like my crushes are probably people like I don't even like, was like, the, like Samantha from Bewitched,
sure,
or something weird like that as like a child,
right?
I can't remember any of that.
One of the Brady Bunch girls,
yeah.
I think, yeah.
All right. The next question comes from Joe Cannon. He writes, "Me and my girlfriend play a game called Perfect Food Day, where we try to think of the best restaurants to go for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We try to take into account not only flavors but sustenance and compatibility. What would both of your perfect food days be?"
Wow. So they're saying just not a super indulgent day, it doesn't sound like. It's like they're trying to keep in mind something that's going to not make them feel, because that's what I took from sustenance and what was the way they phrased it?
Not only flavors, but sustenance and compatibility.
Sustenance and compatibility. So it's not like the idea of like, I'm just going to get my favorite foods for all three meals and then just be super weighed down.
Right.
Okay. That's tricky.
I think I can go for it. So we got to do breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm. And they want us to name specific restaurants?
The best restaurants.
Best restaurants, okay.
Oh, no. So does it have to be chain-ish or no?
I don't think it necessarily has to be chains, but maybe if it's a local restaurant or it's a regional restaurant, describe what it is.
All right. So for me, I'm going to keep it, you know, like, especially for sustenance and to keep me not being slogged through the day. What I would do for breakfast, I would do maybe one or two eggs over easy.
Mm-hmm.
Just one side of bacon and toast and nothing else.
So you just make that at home or something?
I could make it at home. You could get it at Cafe 101.
Okay. You could like
even,
a diner.
You could even do like a, if you want to chain it up, you could go to IHOP or whatever.
There you go.
You could just a simple, kind of like a simple breakfast.
Right.
Don't need hash browns, honestly. If there is some, okay, it's fine. Or even a fruit side. Swap one or the other out. Then for lunch, if we're talking like, and this is something that I do a lot, if we're talking about sustainability and like making me feel good throughout the day, I'm going Mediterranean food. I'm doing like either grilled chicken or salmon, a hummus, and a little salad, maybe a piece of pita bread here or there, and maybe a little garlic sauce, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good so far, right?
That's great.
This is nothing crazy. I would do that at Sidewalk Cafe. Maybe Daphne's would be the chain equivalent. Now, dinner is tougher. Dinner is tough because I love Mediterranean food. But maybe for dinner, I would either do like a protein-ish salad or even just like a steak.
Yeah.
Or like a heavy protein and then like vegetables or salad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the equivalent of that would be like tender greens.
Right.
Yeah.
Tender greens would be the, like, where you can get like a steak with the vegetables or the mashed potatoes or whatever and like a little salad.
Right.
Wait, real quick. Have you guys been to the new Tender Greens? They like revamped their menu.
Did they really?
Tender greens. Yeah.
I'm a big Tender Greens fan too.
Yeah. We got to go back. We kind of gave it a tepid review last time we did it with Stanger.
I feel like we were hard on it, I think Tender Greens is just a burnout place.
Yeah, and, I've had so many like work lunches at Tender Greens.
Yeah,
and I can't believe this.
It's true. It's just a thing that you like, and that's when we were talking about we recently on an episode we were talking about like salads versus sandwiches. I'd always want a sandwich over salads, but Tender Greens does do such a good job of like making you want a salad for dinner. But I think it would be something like that, like a. Either steak or chicken salad or steak and chicken, like with like vegetable side, there's mashed potatoes. Maybe if I didn't feel too slogged down from the day, I'd do that or something, but that's it. That's what it would be for me. And I would have water and iced tea and maybe a Diet Coke for all those meals.
That's a good answer, Mitch. So I'll give a chain version real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say I have a recent experience, which I think was actually a pretty ideal food day that I will give some specificity to.
Yeah.
My chain version, I think I would do like a Dunkin' Donuts breakfast. Just get something light, like a little, as light as you could get at Dunkin' Donuts, just like a little breakfast sandwich and a black coffee, just something to get, just to fill me up a little bit.
I like that.
I do like an, I do just an In-N-Out lunch, or maybe I do a Del Taco lunch. I do one of those chains. I do an In-N-Out lunch. I'll say Del Taco because I think
you're going all out chains.
No, this is my chain version. And then I'll say a thing I actually did that I think thought worked out really well. But I think I did like a Del Taco lunch, and again keep it kind of light. And then for dinner, I think I'm doing Islands, even though they're. Other chains I maybe like more. I know at Islands I can get like a big salad and then just some fries, and I think that'll be very satisfying. And then I can also have something to bounce it out, make it feel a little healthier. If I want to go high end, maybe I'll go to like a Hillstone, go to like a Bandera or something like that. But in terms of a meal, it was my birthday fairly recently. In terms of this recording, it'll be a little bit far removed by the time this episode comes out. But on my birthday, I had like a very light. Peanut butter on toast breakfast on just some whole wheat bread. And then for lunch, I got an Indian buffet at this restaurant, Chandni, which is this fantastic vegetarian Indian restaurant in Santa Monica. And then for dinner, went to this classic steakhouse, George Petrelli's in Culver City. Place has been there for 83 years.
Wow.
Fantastic, just classic, just like bone-in cowboy ribeye with some shrimp cocktail and some classic sides and a glass of red wine. And that for me was a perfect food day, and I had a fantastic time.
83 years.
Yeah.
So you've been around for over half of that. You've probably seen this place change, eh?
Man, you think I'm over 40? You think I'm 41 and a half?
More money. I was saying that you were like, I said over half of your life.
Over half. So you're saying like I'm like 45.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe 50.
Oh, boy. All right.
Good answers, Weiger. I feel like you stole Dunkin' Donuts from me, even though I could have said it.
I was going to say McDonald's, but then I was like, I think I like the Dunkin' Donuts breakfast. And if I go to McDonald's, I'm going to get probably one or two hash browns, and that's going to make it heavier. Whereas I can resist that at Dunkin' Donuts.
You can resist that at Dunkin' Donuts. But also, I feel like with the Dunkin' Donuts breakfast, the other thing with that is like, I feel like that can be, I guess if you just do a coffee and like a bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant, it's okay. But it could be a little... Isn't that more heavy than like the two eggs over easy or
it
whatever?
Can be very heavy, yeah. I was trying to specifically do an all chain one, but yeah, you're right.
Have you guys had the wake up wrap from Dunkin' Donuts? Because I think that's like a late. I've started several days off with a wake up wrap from Dunkin' Donuts.
Was it in the flatbread?
Or
like a tortilla?
I think it's like a little tortilla. I could be totally wrong, but it's like not too large or heavy, and it's like. It's something warm just to start the day.
You know what I want to wake up? You know where I want to wake up wrap from? Dr. Dre.
Like you're in bed and he just starts spitting verses from the Chronic at you?
Yeah.
I'd be startled.
Or an original morning rap for me.
Like he's just going to freestyle some flow to wake you up?
Yeah.
To about your day, that the days that's to come?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Man, I would silence him till around 11 a.m.
All right. Next question.
Yes.
Okay. Evan Colton emails in saying, "Hey guys, growing up, have any Happy Meal toys influenced your decision on what to get to eat? I always wanted to get McDonald's around October for those costume chicken McNugget toys.
Right.
And the only reason I ever tried Taco Bell was to get the Earthworm Jim toys. I still have most of the Burger King Pokemon movie toys too. Love the podcast, Evan Colton."
I don't like that that's the only reason why he did Taco Bell. That's fucking garbage. Anyways, you almost got it there, but Wally is sitting on a chair near us. Seems interested in the podcast. Maybe our show is for animals.
I think Wally's got some Happy Meals toys he wants to talk about from his youth.
So a year ago? Yeah.
I like the meow. I like the toys from Despicable Me 3.
Oh my meow. God. This guy almost nailed it, but a thing he could have said instead is at McDonald's during Halloween, they used to give you your Happy Meal in a little pumpkin bucket. Do you remember this?
Like a little jack-o'-lantern bucket. It was shaped in the box, the Happy Meal box size.
Yeah, no. It was basically for trick or treating.
Oh, it was like a plastic thing.
It was a plastic little bucket.
I don't remember that. I wonder if that was a regional thing.
No.
It was nationwide.
On your phone. Yeah. Wow, look it up. I want Yusong to look it up.
All right, Yusong is going to look it up.
That was a big one. Let me think of what else. I remember when I was younger so badly wanting these Fraggle Rock reverse racers.
Mm-hmm.
That like you, is that right? Oh, no, maybe those were Tiny Toons, but they were Fraggle Rock racers. There was a couple, there were like a couple car. Look at that. Yusong pulled it up right away.
This is crazy.
Whoa, that looks really cool.
Love to get one of these like buckets.
So they've got a green one that kind of looks like a witch. They got a white one that looks like a ghost.
It doesn't look like it is. It's a witch head, a ghost, and a
pumpkin
jack-o'-lantern. Yeah.
I think it's a ghost.
Nowhere on it does it say ghost. I think those were big for me when I was younger.
Yeah,
the Fraggle racers, and then I think the Tiny Toon racers, and then I can't think of anything. Oh, I remember specifically. I've told this on the podcast before, but going to Pizza Hut to get the Casper, like plastic Casper from the movie Casper the Friendly Ghost, like
right.
the glow in the dark like Casper dolls.
Yeah, I remember the Casper dolls, though I did not get them. My big thing, part of my thing with McDonald's specifically, because he mentioned Happy Meals. My parents wouldn't get Happy Meals, and I'm not quite sure why. We would go to McDonald's, but it would be just get a burger, like a regular hamburger and a small fries
this
and a drink.
This is trash. What? Why?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't want me to have the toys. I mean, I had toys. Maybe they didn't want to clutter my room with additional toys. They had some strict rules on
your
toys.
Your weird Estonian upbringing where there could be no Happy Meals.
My parents aren't both Estonian. I'm not, it's not a specifically Estonian way of life. I think they were pretty American.
Little Nick.
Who is that?
Is your father.
My dad doesn't have a thick accent. He's like third generation.
Meals are for nourishment, not for happiness.
But we would have
also. Stop jerking off. You're in a restaurant.
So how old was I at this point?
You were 15 or so.
So I shouldn't have been getting Happy Meals. But no, we didn't get Happy Meals, but I do remember there were...
You know what I want to say?
Yeah.
You should be able to get a Happy Meal at any damn age you want.
Can you not do it as an adult?
Not sure. Yeah, you can do it as an adult.
Can?
Why not?
Yeah, if you want one, you can do it.
Who the hell's going to stop you? Go for it.
A hot take. I agree with Yusong, but a fair one.
I think. Sure, maybe it's a hot take, but I think it's a fair take.
Yeah, it is a fair take.
Why not? I think my mom would get Happy Meals, because this wasn't a thing that she did a lot, but I think she would get a Happy Meal just because it was like the right sizing.
Right.
You get like a cheeseburger and a fry and a small drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost like a which now I guess you just get like the combo meal or whatever.
Right.
But there was a time at McDonald's, I guess, where the value menu did not exist.
Yeah, there was. It was just like you just order things of just a la carte, basically.
Yeah.
Right? Because I remember when combo meals were introduced. That wasn't always a thing at McDonald's, which is kind of crazy to
think
about.
So maybe that is why she did Happy Meals when I was like much younger. It was because it was like, oh, it's those three things or something.
So Happy Meals were not specifically a thing of my youth, but I do remember some toys, and they were from Taco Bell. One was, I mentioned this before in the podcast, the Yoda disappearing cube, which they had they had a Yoda on one side and then a Darth Vader on the other. And that was, I think, timed with the, maybe they had the VHS re-release of Star Wars or something like that. Yeah. The special, it wasn't the special editions. It was just when they remastered them. Like they just did the THX remaster. And then, but the other one I remember before that was the Congo watch, which I was very excited to get.
You mentioned this before.
I wore the Congo watch all the time. They had that at Taco Bell, and I wore it to the theater to see the movie Congo. And it was so bad, and I was so disappointed.
You when you watched it, you like knew it was bad.
I knew the. I was like old enough to know that the movie was bad when I was watching it. I was wearing the Congo watch while it was going on, and then outside the theater, I at the Lakewood Mall, I was like waiting to be picked up, and I sat on like a bench and I sat in gum. And it was just like
you were stuck there for like 3 months.
Yeah, I was stuck there. But I remember that, like, I knew at that point, I was just like, this is the worst day of my life.
Oh my God.
Have things gotten better or no?
No, that was, I mean,
that was the best day.
That was the best day of my life. Yeah, actually, in hindsight. All right. What's the next question, Yusong?
Oh, real quick. I don't know if other people will remember this, but I hope I'm not the only one. But like, when I was growing up, McDonald's said, like, they would give you this for the period of time, they would give you like a Yu-Gi-Oh card, but also a CD with like music from the show.
Whoa, that's awesome. That's
yeah. Cool. And that I remember cool. me and my friends like trying to get the like one of the ones specifically because it was like a pretty good song. Anyway,
I didn't know they ever had a Yu-Gi-Oh tie-in.
Yeah, it was a wild time to be alive.
we were alive too.
Yeah, to be a kid.
I was trying to think specifically of like, you know, where there was like Burger King had like a big Burger King did like a lot of Star Wars stuff, and I think they did have the movies at one point. Burger King had like VHSs, which were like fun when you could get like VHSs and stuff.
Yeah,
but then also like glass cups.
That's what I was gonna, at some point they phased out the glass cup, but we had a glass. Mm-hmm. We had an ET glass from Burger King, and it was awesome. It was like a great, like it had like great art on it.
Yeah, these are cups because I feel like there's like that cup, and then I feel like there's like there were like a few other like maybe Jurassic Park cups or
might
something.
Have been. Yeah,
I'm trying to think, and I think there was maybe some Star Wars cups, but these are like cups that like would stay in people's households for like 15 to 20 years. Right. I feel like
we had that ET cup forever.
Yeah,
my parents might still have it. I still have a Pac-Man cup, which maybe is from one of those. It might have been one from one of those promotions.
Are you sure it's just not from Pixels?
Right, you're right. It was from Pixels.
From a few years ago?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, next question. Jake Fons from the Patreon writes, is it socially acceptable to purchase fast food in an airport and bring it on the plane?
No.
I did it once, and I felt really bad.
I'm sorry to even jump. No.
You're right.
The answer is no.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, like, I did it once. I bought because I had no other option. I was like, it was like a flight to New York, and I was super late, and I was just like, fuck it. I tried to eat my meal very quickly, but I was like, I felt
so bad.
Usually,
if you're that close, how are you even, like, waiting for you know what I mean? If I was like, it's about to board, like, well, I'm in line getting fast food. This is not right, Weiger.
I guess it was, like, one of those things where I had... Like, I knew that they were boarding, but like I don't remember exactly what it was. It was like I was in the last group or something like that. I had like just enough time to grab Burger King and bring it on the plane, but not eat it ahead of time. But I felt really bad because I knew how bad it smelled. And I was like, yeah, you shouldn't do that. Don't bring food on the plane.
We've talked about how gross people are on planes in general. They're gross. They wear sweatpants and basically like shit themselves for 6 hours.
Taking your shoes off is a weird thing.
Yeah. You know what? I'm okay with taking your shoes off if your feet aren't smelling bad, you can take your shoes off and relax.
A lot of people's feet smell bad. And a lot they of don't people's feet.
Are you implying?
I'm not implying yours. No, I don't. I've never.
But also, if you're on a 6 hour plane flight, Nick, I'm going to Boston. All right. This is a cross country flight.
Yeah.
It's a trek. Okay. it's a trek. And so my thing is like, if you're going to take your shoes off and you're gonna fall asleep, I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. Unless you have like intensely smelly feet.
Yeah, right.
Which I don't think that a lot of people do.
Right.
At least I hope not. And then as far as food goes, I get on a 6 hour flight, there's usually some food options.
Yeah.
But like you can eat like what's the difference? Because you're gonna eat that meal, right? And I guess unless it's like, because I was gonna say like no to all food on like bringing any food on plane, but like if it's wrapped and you're in, it's like food that you bring onto a plane and you want to eat it like in the middle of the flight, that's fine.
Or bring a little snack or something, that's fine.
Like, I feel like you can even have a meal. It just can't be like fast food is so specifically
it smells
like
so bad.
Burger King and McDonald's are like, it's hot and it smells like, and you're, and usually these people are eating it like within the first 30 to 40 minutes of flying.
Right.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm like, why can't you just do that before the flight takes off?
Yeah. I agree with you. We're on the same page here. Yeah.
Has hunger like ever motivated you guys to do anything like crazy? Because I almost missed a connecting flight once because I was getting food at an airport because I was so hungry, and it was one of the dumbest things I've done because I was prepared to miss a flight almost to get food.
But I understand it because like I just like I get so lightheaded if I'm hungry.
Yeah.
If I don't eat, I feel like I'm going to lose consciousness, and I feel like I would have like a I might have a panic attack on a plane if I was just like starving and I didn't have access to food.
Yeah. What, really?
Yeah, because I feel like I could just be I, like
with flights now. They're like now that like everyone on Earth flies now. Like,
yeah.
Like I've talked about this before. Like when I used to fly to LA, like maybe it's just the thing too of like they've changed flights. But I would come out to LA when I first would come out here, and there would I had so many flights where they were not full.
Right.
It would be like there would be tons of open seats.
Yeah.
And I would lay down in a row. Like I would take up a whole row, and I did that like multiple times. There was like in like the early, like I guess in like 2005, 2006, like I like when I was coming home for Christmas, there would be flights where they were like not, and like that, like around the holidays, which is crazy to me. Wait, where was I going on this?
I don't know. You were talking about that. There's so many.
Oh,
something about food.
Yeah, no, I got it again. So there's so many. There's so.
You're complaining about the new Star Wars. I think
I can go. I can go right into that if you want.
I feel like
to.
This is just a nutshell of the entire podcast.
but now everybody flies. It's crowded as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's that sort of thing of like you're just in the, like. Even the 6 hours, which is cross country, which is in the United States, one of the longest flights that you can have, besides like without Hawaii or Alaska playing into it, like it's not that long of a time. It's 6 hours overall,
yeah, right?
Which is, you know, whatever. What is that? A quarter of a day. It's nothing crazy. But I get what you're saying. Like you can get lightheaded and stuff like that too.
I mean, like just to put and just to talk specifically about. Me, like, because I don't usually eat breakfast these days.
Mm-hmm.
So if I hadn't eaten breakfast and I had like an 11 a.m. flight and then I somehow couldn't eat until for like the entirety of that flight, we're talking about basically going a whole day without food. And I get so lightheaded that I think I would have a hard time like functioning.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think like if I ended up, and it would be my fault, but if I ended up in a situation where I didn't eat something beforehand or I couldn't get, for whatever reason, they didn't have any sort of snack I could eat on the flight. I could see that being an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's get one final question to you, Song.
All right, last question comes from Daniel C., who emails in saying, "Hey, Doughboys, do you remember when a food or snack that was introduced that is now a standard in the food universe? For example, I was in fifth grade when Flaming Hot Cheetos were introduced. My much older cousin remembers when McDonald's chicken nuggets were introduced. It's hard to imagine a world where they didn't. Thanks,
right.
Daniel C."
Boy, this is a very good question.
It's a great question.
I mean, for me, one I remember is the sourdough jack at Jack in the Box.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when that was a novelty item, the idea of having a burger that had, you know, these sourdough buns instead of in lieu of a regular sponge dough bun. And that was a big novelty. You know, certainly we're going to think of those Doritos Locos Taco. I think that's going to be a thing people will probably remember.
Sure.
And that was very recent. But yeah, the Flamin' Hot Cheetos was a big thing.
The cheesy Gordita Crunches are up there too.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I remember when those were you know what I'm trying to make sure that I'm not wrong,
mm-hmm.
but I'm almost 100% sure that I remember. I think I might be wrong though. I was almost certain that I remembered Cool Ranch.
I think you could be right because when I was a kid, there was corn Doritos and there was nacho cheese Doritos.
Yes,
and so Cool Ranch came out like a little bit later. And yeah, I think I was probably 9 and you were probably like 6, and that when that happened.
You know what? Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh wait. Oh, wow. Okay, yes, you're right. You're right, because the iconic nacho cheese flavor,
mm-hmm.
which now accounts for more than half of Dorito sales, wasn't introduced until 1972.
Okay.
But the floodgates really opened in 1986, when Cool Ranch Doritos blew the collective minds of junk food addicts.
Wow.
I love that someone used the word floodgates when writing about Doritos.
You know,
this is the legend of Doritos. That was from a Maxim excerpt just online that I just Googled.
And that's your homepage, right? Maxim.com?
it is. I used to buy, like, I would buy Maxims occasionally.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was like, oh, there's, like interesting, like, I would like some of the articles.
This is a magazine for dudes.
Yeah. And I think that maybe it did have genuinely okay articles back in the day.
But sure.
It was always douchey. Right. So, yeah, I was about 4 or 5. So that makes sense. My Nana used to call me the Dorito Kid when I was younger because I love Doritos. It's true.
Oh, that's
great.
And
she was also like, this, like, I was like the like whatever like 15th grandchild. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't give a shit about this one, but he likes Doritos, so that's his thing now. He's the Dorito Kid. But in reality, I think she was like, I'm old and I don't care about this new fucking fat loser grandson I have.
The Dorito Kid sounds like the bad guy in like Sausage Party 2. I do, you know, the one I'm remembering now is Pizza Hut stuffed crust pizza. Mm. I remember when that was unleashed on the world, big. And that's a thing that's endured.
That's funny because that is like one that, like, for me, obviously the cheesy gordita crunch is like much bigger. I don't usually get stuffed crust pizza ever, but that is I specifically remember that.
Right.
I mean, Nick, we were around for crystal clear Pepsi. We saw that was a big thing. I mean, like, we saw a lot of things like that. We were here for Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh yeah, that was a big thing. The whole energy drink trend was a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think honestly, actually, wait, I have an answer. And this is, I think, what I'm probably going to say is one of the more consequential ones, because I think it has defined how snacks are. It just defined how snack flavors are presented in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
When Oreos introduced like the first flavor variant, which I don't remember what exactly it was. I think it might have been a mint Oreo. Well, I'm not sure what the first Oreo was, but for the longest time, Oreo made a huge thing out of they just had Oreos. They were doing one flavor. And
I
thought
this was like such like a big specific thing you remember.
I know.
Like, I think it's mint Oreos.
I got to look up the first Oreo variant. Mm. But yeah, you're right. I should have had this teed up exactly what I was trying to say. But it was extremely consequential when they started coming out with different types of Oreos. And now that's just how all these snacks are, is that they all have all these different ones. They all have like, instead of, it's not just one flavor, these things have like 100 flavors.
Mm.
What the hell
was it?
You know
what? You know what? We saw a lot of too, just on a side note, Nick.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of like Hot Pockets and stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like frozen food stuff that like kind of like, that like changed the, like for so long there was like the frozen TV dinner or something,
right.
But then a lot of that changed in our youth.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was a big thing when they started making those, when they started having the sort of like meal in a pouch sort of thing, the idea that you would have some sort of frozen thing that would be just like, instead of like a traditional dinner that's laid out on a plastic plate, it would be something that you would have contained in some sort of dough and you could have as a handheld. God, what the hell was the first Oreo variant? I'm gonna have to look this up. I'll get back to people. But yeah, I think that'll do it for this episode of Doughboys Double. Thanks to everyone for all your questions out there. We'll get to more of them on a future XXL feedback, and we'll also touch on some more on our regular episodes, so keep sending those in. We'll always appreciate them. Yusung Lu, thank you so much. You have anything you want to plug at this point?
Thanks, guys. People can follow me on Twitter if they want. Yusung Lu, YUSONGL.
Perfect.
Cool. And I guess on that note, I'll leave it on a little, what I'll call maybe the worst moment of meow.
Acting different since you got home, Irma. Irma? Irma, you're playing your music louder. And I went in the little canister I keep catnip in. There was a bunch of marijuana, Irma. Irma? What do you mean I don't know what it's like to kill a man? Of course I don't know what it's like to kill a man, Irma. But if you're gonna live in this house, you gotta live by my rules, okay? And you gotta not scare me and Wally, okay? Okay.